This program is available on these quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audioboo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio, plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad on a thundery day. It is a very thundery day. Is that one working?
Hello.
It is working.
Yay.
Yay. Rachel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm always here. Do you know what? I've got cardboard boxes that I'm packing and I got sick of it, so I made a fort.
Have you really?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Are you there?
No.
No, you're just holding the whole world up as we're live on the radio, and you're late.
I'm
last
not
late. Minute, Larry.
He is. He's a late little boy. Anyway, welcome everybody. We'll introduce you to the whole team in a moment, and special guests this week in the studio as well. There's so much going on, and I first of all have to apologise to the lovely listeners from last week because I forgot, like a numpty, to actually put the messages from the chat room on the wireless, which is very remiss of me. But this week we'll get there, I promise you. I'll read them out in a second. Anyway, I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains over here in the town of Poprad in the east of Slovakia, the beautiful east of Slovakia. Mr. Banks is obviously in the wet, horrible, sticky, smelly Great Britain, which is why he's coughing like an old man who smokes 100 cigarettes a day. Welcome, Lee.
I'm not late. I am not the late Lee Banks, and I'm not coughing. You are early. You have come on early.
I have not. I have an atomic clock in my studio, which tells me exactly what the time is.
Up there, we don't want to know your personal problems. You are exactly early. You're a minute early.
An automatic clock.
Yeah, I've got an automatic clock. Yes, I'm like that. Anyway.
Can I say hello?
Oh, haven't you done that yet?
No, because you're just selling me off for nothing. Everybody's been selling me off all day. I'm really miserable today.
Oh, good.
Everybody's been selling me off. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the only people who haven't sold me off, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's listening, I want to put the record straight, particularly after what he's just said now. I know I moan about the UK, but it's like, I don't know, because really, the truth is, I say it in jest, being in the UK is a good thing. And I particularly love the summer here. In fact, it's my favourite day of the year.
So is that the reason why you're going to Spain?
And another thing, it's what? Yorkshire Day here today. And what other country celebrates a pudding?
A pudding. It's you have just been a typical journalist. I just said, why is it then, if you love England so much, you're going to Spain next week?
Because I didn't have anything written down to answer that question on the script. So let's go to the next point.
Anyway, down in Darwin, it's the lovely Rachel Branston.
Hello. Like I said before, I got sick of packing boxes, so I made a fort out of the cardboard boxes instead. It's quite a nice fort. It's got several stories, most of them really boring. Yeah. But in 15 days from now, I will not be here. I will be in Melbourne, where the weather currently is arctic. It is blizzard weather. It is 3 degrees, and given that I'm sitting in 34 at the moment,
that's not blizzard weather. That's not blizzard weather.
Yes, you saw my hat on Facebook.
I saw your hat.
My glorious knitted hat.
Just a minute.
I can wear it.
We are now going to introduce Katka, and I'm going to ask. She's going to have to sit closer to me a little bit, otherwise it won't work.
Okay.
The chairs are in the way. Something's become between us already, the chairs. So here we go. This is the lovely Katka, and Katka, introduce yourself and tell us, what do you do?
I am an actress. I'm Katrina, and I'm from High Tatra Mountains, actually, from Poprad, and I live in London.
Yes.
I've lived there for the last 14 years.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, don't know
why.
I do. London's great.
Well, you will find out in a minute. But just for Rachel's benefit, can you tell us typically what the weather's like here in the winter? What temperature will we get down to?
Minus 15.
Typical, isn't it?
Typical. Yeah. Very typical. A lot of snow.
What you have to understand, you guys, is that I live on the face of the sun.
Lucky. That's very lucky.
She does.
Right. OK, let's get started, boys and girls. First off, as I said, very remiss of me last week. I'm sure Lee can answer this question. Henry posed a question which was answered correctly by Peter Madison and by Declan. Thank you very much. Henry wants to know what a numpty is.
Ah.
Well, are you asking me to tell you?
Well, can you keep it clean?
What, do I keep my numpty clean? That's a bit personal, isn't it? I think we're going a bit too far now.
Am I really?
We're working blue today, fellas. We're working blue.
We're working blue. So keep it clean.
Well, a numpty, I'd like to know what, actually, the true derivation of what a numpty is. A numpty is that what it is?
Yeah, a numpty is a buffoon, a fool, a numbskull.
I understand the alternatives for it. I'm just wondering what the specifics of a numpty is. Do you understand my...
Yes, maybe it's an acronym for something.
NUM.
Which is NUM.
Like, NUM. T.
Uninteresting.
But then Pink Floyd's Comfortably NUM. You can't say that.
Really?
Yeah, that's not boring.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
That's beautiful. It's like about the same thing. How can it be boring? It's about Sid Ding, the man who, tripped his head off.
All right. We're just going to send a message to the chat room. Can you type try again for me, Cadka? No, not that keyboard, the other one. That's the one.
this lovely actress from London in to type for you? That's so rude.
What? Yeah, Facebook.
That's rude.
Facebook. She's closer to me than she is to you normally.
Yeah, go on, put your thing in there. Put your Facebook in. We're getting questions on the chat room already, and we ain't got in there yet.
Answer them.
We are answering them.
How do you know you're getting questions in the chat room if you're not even in there yet? That's just
because we can see the messages. We just can't write to the messages.
Why don't you answer them verbally, like verbal communication? That's what radio's about. Radio's not about typing little messages to everybody. It's about saying things to the public.
Come on, Uncle Lee. Live in the now. It's all interactive.
Yeah, shall I shut him up, Rachel?
Please do.
The reason we're typing back to her is Yarmila has just said, after clicking on the link, I can't hear you. Are you live? So I've just sent a message back to her going, yes, try again. You see? Now, I can't do that over the radio because it wouldn't work, would it?
Yes, but the other listeners would have been listening and they would have known what the problems that... what was the young lady's name again, please?
Yarmila.
Yarmila. Yeah, nobody else would know. What they would just be taking the advice you were giving to Yarmila over the air.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did you get that, Rach?
No, I just went to sleep about 10 minutes ago.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, no.
We'll do that in a minute. Anyway, let's move on to the stories. We've had a quick update this morning. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
We had a first running order, then we had an amended running order because... because a numpty sent me an email. A numpty said, this message is to inform you that your Apple account has been temporarily locked. You won't be able to get Apple services or iTunes or an App Store until you verify your Apple account ownership. Hello! You can shove your Apple account where the sun doesn't shine. I don't care if I can't get to iTunes or the App Store. I don't care.
In Lancashire.
I don't care if I can't get to iCloud.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Uncle Lee. I had to.
Oh, I don't care if I can't get to the iCloud. And when it comes round to it, I don't want an iWatch or an iVacuum cleaner either.
Can you get an iVacuum cleaner?
You probably will.
It won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
Yeah.
Got the iSuck.
Yeah, exactly. So you can see again. Oh, Lord, I may see again. No, but it's true. Honestly. No, I understand what Eric's saying. Because I don't want an iCloud either. And the iCloud people who are there, those people at the core of this business that tries to take your money off you all the time,
yes,
keep writing to me and telling me to update me iCloud because it hasn't got enough room in it. Well, there's nothing in me iCloud. It must be the littlest iCloud in the world if it's got nothing in it and it's full.
Maybe it's anorexic.
It could be.
Anorexic, I went out with her.
Did you?
She
nice.
The Irix.
She nice.
We had a bit of a thin time. It was one of those relationships, you know. cut to the bone anyway.
Right.
Listen to that Rachel person.
I've never heard a laugh like it. It's unbelievable.
It's because I'm doing my I'm so amused for the radio laugh.
Right. Shall we get on with some news then, do you think?
Yeah, but can I just tell you something really, really quickly? This has just come to my attention as to why I really hate and love Darwin.
Why?
Two toddlers have broken out of a childcare centre. They scaled a 1.5 metre high fence and then walked into the middle of a very busy road.
Yeah.
They escaped from the childcare centre. Get me out of this place.
Blame them. They knew they were facing nearly 20 years of schooling, which is like being in prison.
In the Northern Territory, it is.
Hang on, I'm just passing instruction to my new assistant. Now, it's not capital letters there, it's little ones.
No, that's shouting.
No, was it? I didn't shout.
It's
anyway,
shouting.
Let's move on. Actor Kenny Ireland, the wonderful man, appeared in Benidorm, great TV series, and sadly died at the age of 68 after battling away with a bit of the old cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah. What did he play?
He was the sort of Scottishy chap in... who was with the... I can't do that on daytime radio, what his character was properly.
I've never heard of him.
Because it... Excuse me?
He was supposed to be an Acorn Antiques. I used to be an antiques dealer. I never met him.
Had it in House of Cards.
Yeah, never heard him in that
you
either.
Two Philistines.
And Taggart, Reg. Was it Taggart?
Taggart,
played
yeah.
Taggart when I was a kid. What?
Me too. It was yeah. chasing it was people and then punching them in the face.
Wonderful, wonderful actor. And Benidorm was a great series. Absolutely brilliant.
He was the most unfunniest thing on telly.
No.
He was, but he did... ladies and gentlemen, while we try and elevate the this show's... whatever that word is that I can't think of because I'm trying to be erudite, he actually played... he was in Phaedra.
And Waiting for Godot is one of the best plays ever written.
And Dancing at Lugnasa.
Oh, right.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we don't know who he was, but he chose choice work. So
he,
right.
did, he was a very good actor, wasn't he, Rach? He was brilliant.
Yes, top bloke, yeah.
What a load of rubbish that was, honestly. Talk about an iCloud,
oh,
can't see it because of the sun.
Oh, anyway, unfortunately as well this week, and this is another subject very close to my heart because... a lot of the students that I work with, all these wonderful big makeup...
Because you like wearing makeup.
I do wear makeup on television.
And the dress.
No, I wear makeup.
Why am I having a Rocky Horror Picture Show going through my head right now?
This is supposed to be the serious bit of the programme.
It's an inclusion thriller.
Dick Smith, who pioneered wonderful, wonderful work in makeup for The Godfather, The Exorcist, Taxi Driver, Amadeus, Rock Me Amadeus, he's died at the age of 92 years young. Brilliant bloke, actually. Great at doing all the special effects makeup. Absolutely.
He invented all the really good stuff, you know. He was the godfather, quite literally, of the really like cutting edge stuff that he did it by just sort of picking up a book.
Yeah.
And he said, "I know what we can do. We can, you know, use latex, and we can do this, and we can do that." And he was mildly a genius. And I'm really chuffed that they gave him an Oscar.
Yeah,
eventually.
Yes.
Because he should have got one, you know, a million times over. But it was very, very nice. And he said it was put the crown on all of his wonderful experiences that he'd had in his career. And I said, good on you, mate.
Nice.
There is a point here, though, where, and again, it's only a journalistic point I'd like to make clear to people. This report that Uncle Eric has picked out and put there as a true report and a reflection of what this poor, sad story is about, mm-hmm. says Smith spent an hour and a half before each scene adding jowls, age spots and grey hair to Marlon Brando. Well, if he did that in every scene that he appeared in that film, it would have taken, I've worked it out, 128 years to apply his makeup.
No, because once you've got it on, it's there, isn't it?
Well, they just said they had to apply it an hour and a half before each scene. That's what I'm talking about.
They would have
about.
Put it on once and they would have touched up.
Yes.
So this
come on, you know that.
The rubbish, you might not even be dead.
Marlon Brando.
I saw him, he works down our chip shop.
Because she can't get a word in edgewise, I'll help her. Kat, you have to jump in, Kat.
Cause okay.
Because Lee will just carry on forever.
Okay.
And if it's not a subject like a boring old film that's so old that we don't know about, or some geezer called Dob Billen, he just doesn't commute.
Okay.
He doesn't communicate, you see. So, you jump in, right?
I will.
Okay, right, it's good.
You jump in. When you feel like it, Doug.
Okay.
She's a name's not...
Usually the best way to do it is to go, excuse me, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just say, excuse me.
Excuse me. Do you know what a cool lipstick Eric's wearing now? We're talking about makeup. I was going to say...
Is he wearing Primrose Rose again?
Huh?
Is he wearing Primrose Rose again?
No, different one. Bright red. Huh?
Right,
red.
Where's he got it on his mouth? Or his...
Stop it! Don't go there.
Coastal area.
Stop it. Whoever this lady is, Sally Farmilow. Sorry, Sally. I do apologise. She's died at the age of 60, and she used to be in something. I know the signature tune to it. It was something called Howard's Way, and it had a boat on it. But other than that, I can't tell you a thing about the programme because it was boring.
It was a terrible programme, wasn't it, Rachel?
Really awful, terrible, awful, awful programme. But, you know, the interesting thing about her is that she had a snoggy with Jeffrey Archer, and we all know
who he is. Disgusting. That shows what sort of line of talent she had that she could even consider. Why would you snog Jeffrey Archer? Would you stop?
Maybe she liked his brain. Maybe she liked, because he wrote a good book or two.
He was a bit hot when he was younger, chaps.
He wasn't. He was a little bow-legged twerp.
No.
He was.
That's harsh.
That's harsh.
I didn't snog him. I was there in the same room with him. I didn't run over.
I have no idea who he is.
You have no idea?
No.
Really?
No.
Nope. No. Katka doesn't know.
Obviously, he's not hot enough.
He's not hot enough.
He's not hot enough.
There you go.
Otherwise, I would have known.
That my dad reads.
All right. Oh my word. Let's hope we can continue. We are doing our best. We've just had a major power failure, boys and girls, and we've also had a thunder strike. All in one go, which is quite interesting, and we will do our best to keep going because we have no idea what's going on, but you know we'll keep going. Kat, could do us a favour, my sweetie. Can you turn that computer on down there, and we'll get the other two back. So, hello world. PopRaz just had a massive power failure. We're on batteries backup, and I'm not joking. I really am not joking. Battery backup's kicked in. The studio's still going. We're trying to get back online with everything at the moment. Can you see? Hold on a minute, boys and girls. Let's do one of those, and we should be back up. No? It's still not working. I'll tell you what. I know what we're going to do in a second. We'll have a little bit of music, because what we've got... No, hold on a minute. I'm going to do this live. To hell with it. Don't care. If we can just take the power supply cable out the back and then wait for a couple of seconds, shove it back in the hole again. This is really weird. And everybody's going to be going, you're having a laugh, aren't you? Is it back on now? No.
No lights.
No lights? This is going to be challenging, I can tell you that. But there you go, that's live radio for you. I know what we can do. I'll tell you what, we are going to have a quick interlude, seriously, and we'll be back in a couple of seconds once I've got this whole lot working again. But ahead of all that, for all you lovely anoreks out there, I'm going to attempt something. It's really weird. It's so spooky. There was like
proper lightning.
Proper. It was scary lightning, boys and girls. It was not nice. It was horrible. It was actually quite scary.
It was.
It was loud.
It was very loud.
It was very loud, indeed. So we're going to play a piece of music, get some stuff going again, and we'll be right back with you with a little bit of luck if these computers will all turn themselves back on. Well, they're on, but they sort of like went gulp, as you do. Kind of like gulp and panic. But there's no more thunder and lightning. It's all gone.
It has.
It's raining now. Is it raining now? Oh, my word. We'll be back in a second.
RTI. This is RTI.
Apologies, ladies and gentlemen, for the break in the programme. We're rebooting everything. It's coming back on slowly. Hopefully be with you in a minute. I've got to share with you, boys and girls, we've just had the most amazing thunderstorm and crumbs, you can hear it. Yeah. My goodness sake. There's poor Katka and I nearly jumping out of our skins. We have got the power back on our backup power in the studio, but unfortunately, a lot of our connections to the internet died through the main network, but we are back on, and we're currently trying to get to Lee and Rachel. As that computer's come back on, but I can't promise I'll put the wires back in the right places. But there you go, such is life. We might have to take another short musical interlude, in fact I think we will, while we just double check everything's back on, and we'll be with you in a couple of secs.
This is RTI, Radio Tetris International. RTI.
RTI.
done it, boys and girls, I think. Lee, Rach, are you there?
Having a little shot. We had our Skype still working, so we didn't, and then we assumed we weren't on air, so we just continued chatting.
Just chatting to each other. You're all right now.
Great.
My little assistant has been slaving away, helping us. We've just had, just to recap, a massive, massive lightning strike. Ooh. And the entire power went off. Fortunately, our what's called UPS, which is our power supplies, kicked in to keep us going, but we lost the internet connections and all sorts of things. But we carried on with our internet to the world, which is actually quite timely because, believe it or not, after all that, it's the end of part one.
Enjoy being on this show. I reckon it's Jeffrey Archer.
You reckon it was. Really?
Yeah,
it was Jeffrey Archer. We bagged him.
You bagged him. Yeah, boys and girls, we'll be back in a minute for what I hope that will be a proper version of a part of a radio show. I'm not actually guaranteeing that at all. But we hope that's the case in a couple of minutes' time after this short, this short commercial break, if I can get that in the right place as well. I'm so stressed out! I am!
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.